Today is Thursday, February 25th. What to know about the FDA's review of a third COVID-19 vaccine that could be available to the American public by next week, and what the leader of the U.S. Postal Service says he needs to make sure the service doesn't die. Plus, while you could get a check soon from your state government, there's another reboot coming of an iconic sitcom, and what to know before you plan a spring break getaway. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It looks like the U.S. will soon have three COVID-19 vaccines available. You already know the versions from Pfizer and Moderna are going out to Americans. And now the FDA released new data about Johnson & Johnson's vaccine option. The FDA review confirms that overall, this shot is about 66% effective at preventing illness from COVID-19. And it's about 85% effective against the most severe illness. The FDA also says, yes, this shot is safe. Public health experts are especially excited about this one because it only needs one shot, while you need two different doses weeks apart with the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. So what's the next step for this vaccine? A group of FDA advisors will be meeting tomorrow. They'll decide whether all this evidence is enough to officially recommend the shot. If they decide to give the green light, as expected, the FDA could authorize it as soon as Saturday. And Johnson & Johnson says it's ready to start sending millions of doses out next week. And speaking of COVID-19 vaccines, they're not just for wealthy countries anymore. Ghana just got about 600,000 doses through the worldwide initiative known as COVAX. Remember, the World Health Organization put COVAX together last fall as a way to make vaccine access around the world more equal. And it made its very first delivery this week. Eventually, the goal is to deliver 2 billion free doses of COVID-19 vaccines to 92 low- and middle-income countries this year. President Biden is undoing more immigration policies that former President Trump put in place. In one of them, Biden is rolling back a Trump order that banned certain green card applicants from coming into the U.S. Of course, green cards are one of the main ways foreigners get permission to live and work in the U.S. Well, Trump issued a pause on those green cards last year, though it was always supposed to be temporary. At the time, Trump said too many Americans were unemployed during the pandemic, so they should not have to compete with foreign workers in an already tough job market. But Biden argues American industries work best when they can use talent from all around the world. And some say the types of jobs immigrants typically go for don't compete much with American workers. Either way, people can now once again apply for green cards to live and work in the U.S. legally for the long term. New York's governor is accused of sexually harassing a woman who used to work for him. But the office of Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling the accusations, quote, quite simply false. Here's what we know so far. Lindsay Boylan, who used to work for Cuomo as an aide, wrote an online article accusing her former boss of kissing her against her will in 2018 and inviting her to play strip poker on a government plane the year prior. The governor's office put out a statement from four current and former officials who said they were on the flight she's talking about and it never happened. Other former workers have told media outlets conflicting reports about the governor's behavior in general, some saying he would never cross the line, others saying he has occasionally made inappropriate remarks and has threatened political opponents. At this point, there are no charges or lawsuits against the governor for this. But it's been a tough month for Cuomo. He's also been facing criticism over reports his office covered up data about COVID-19 outbreaks in nursing homes in the state. To that, Governor Cuomo says he takes responsibility, but he also says the criticism has led to untrue rumors and toxic politics. To be continued. Congress is now thinking about a few new ways to fix recent problems at the U.S. Postal Service. The guy in charge, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, told lawmakers the mail system is on what he called a death spiral. DeJoy testified saying the USPS is losing $10 billion a year, and that needs to change. He pointed to a few reasons for the losses. For example, fewer people are sending regular first-class mail. Also, it's costing more to pay retired postal employees pensions and offer them benefits. DeJoy says he's planning to release a new 10-year plan next month. We don't know exactly what's in it yet, but recent reports have said it includes slowing down first-class mail delivery. So instead of mail arriving in 3 to 5 days, it might be closer to 7. Already, a lot of Americans have been complaining about mail delays. Some people even say they're getting medications late. And DeJoy did apologize. He said he agrees it's unacceptable, and that's why he's hoping for some changes and asking Congress for help. Lawmakers say they'll at least consider it. Congress is still working on the next COVID-19 relief bill, and it could pass in the next month. But some states are apparently sick of waiting. Many have passed or are thinking about passing their own statewide packages to help people and businesses locally faster. For example, California's governor signed a relief package this week that includes $600 one-time payments for nearly 6 million people in that state. It also includes $2 billion for struggling businesses. On the other side of the country, Maryland's governor recently signed a bill with $300 direct payments in it, as well as sales tax relief for small businesses. And in Pennsylvania, the legislature passed a bill that gives struggling bars, restaurants, and hotels up to $50,000 in grant money. And that's just a few of them. Well, now some lawmakers in Washington, D.C. say this makes it clear state finances are stronger than expected, and it won't be necessary for Congress and the Biden administration to direct millions more to state and local governments. While others still say we have a long way to go before the economy really recovers from COVID-19. Either way, the U.S. House is set to vote on a nearly $2 trillion relief bill later this week, and the Senate would then take it up next. More news is coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Ritual. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms your body can actually use. And you know, when choosing a prenatal vitamin, it was really important to me that I could trust the ingredients I was putting in my body every day. And that's why I love that you'll never find sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants when taking Ritual multivitamins. And yes, I switched from the regular women's multivitamin to the prenatal, and I trust Ritual for both. But they also have vitamins for men and teens. And each of their options is scientifically developed to help support those different life stages. Plus, it's convenient. Your multivitamins are delivered right to your door every month with free shipping always. And of course, you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. So get key nutrients without wondering what's really in your vitamin. Ritual makes it clear and is now offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy to get 10% off during your first 3 months. Okay, now back to the news. It's a good week for the U.S. stock market. The Dow Jones set a new record yesterday, crossing 32,000 for the first time ever. Eventually, it dipped a little, but still closed at another all-time high. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both finished higher as well after starting the day in the red. So what's driving this? Well, investors got some reassurance this week from the Federal Reserve. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell recently promised the Fed will continue to support the economy. He said it's unlikely interest rates will be raised anytime soon, and he did not see signs of inflation getting out of control. And with that, stocks rallied. Since we're talking about the stock market, we should also mention GameStop had another huge day. The video game retailer saw its stock rise more than 100% yesterday, reminding a lot of people about last month's stock market frenzy. As you know, the first time, GameStop's stock surged thanks to a flood of individual investors who came together on online forums like Reddit. In fact, the guy many believe started that frenzy showed renewed interest in the stock recently, and this time there might even be more at play. As Fox Business reports, GameStop is hoping to create an e-commerce platform, and earlier this week, the company announced it was looking for a new chief financial officer who could speed up the process. So that seems to be generating interest in GameStop once again. The popular electronics chain is closing for good. We're talking about Fry's Electronics, which has somewhat of a cult following. It's been around for about 36 years, and tech fans love it because the chain is known for selling unique gadgets and parts. But despite its army of loyal customers, the company says the COVID-19 pandemic has taken too much of a toll. And the New York Times points out it struggled to keep up with changes in the retail industry. So it's closing all 31 stores across 9 states. A growing percentage of America now identifies as something other than straight. A new Gallup poll found a record 5.6% of American adults identify as LGBTQ, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or queer. That's up a full percentage point from the last survey 4 years ago. It equals about 18 million people. Young people are apparently driving the increase. We're talking about Generation Z, adults who are now between 18 and 23 years old. The same Gallup poll found when it comes to Gen Z, nearly 16%, or about 1 in 6, adults identify as LGBTQ. Compare that to older generations like baby boomers, it was only 2% or less. Advocates tell USA Today they're not surprised. They've seen a shift in awareness and acceptance, and having more LGBTQ representation in media, politics, and beyond has made a big difference. Another iconic American sitcom is getting a reboot. This time, it's Frasier, which originally ran from 1993 to 2004. It's widely considered one of the most successful sitcoms of all time, and it won 37 Emmy Awards over the show's 11 seasons on NBC. Well, now it's going to return for a new run on the streaming service Paramount Plus. In case you haven't heard about that streaming channel yet, it's because it's not actually set to launch until next week. What's now CBS All Access will go away and turn into Paramount Plus next Thursday. As for the new Frasier, we don't know yet when new episodes will actually drop, but we know the show's original star, Kelsey Grammer, is returning to once again play the leading role of Dr. Frasier Crane. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today's Thing to Know is about what to consider before booking a vacation for spring break. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Rothy's. Make your mark in 2021 with chic, comfortable, washable, and sustainable shoes and bags from Rothy's. Rothy's is always up to date with what's in style, and they come in constantly changing variety of colors, prints, and patterns. I still love and wear the Rothy's flats I got last winter. I throw them on with almost any outfit, and they're hands down the most comfortable flats I've ever worn. Plus, I can just toss them in the washing machine for a quick refresh whenever I need. I'm also a big fan of the lace-up shoes I bought more recently. They're comfortable and casual, yet still stylish. And perhaps you have a goal this year to buy more sustainable products. Well, Rothy's has you covered, not only because they'll last a long time, but also because their shoes and accessories are made out of plastic water bottles. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy, where style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy today. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. U.S. airlines are expecting this spring break to be a little more popular than last year's, which happened to be right at the start of the pandemic. But there are a few things to consider. First, airlines have recently added a lot more routes to vacation destinations since business travel is still lagging. That said, just because the flights are available now does not necessarily mean they'll stay that way. Lately, when airlines cannot fill the planes, they'll cancel or change the flights. So it's more important than ever to leave some wiggle room in your schedule. And if you do get COVID-19 or come in contact with someone who tested positive, airlines will not automatically give you a refund. Also keep in mind, several popular beach destinations like Hawaii, Mexico, and the Caribbean have some new rules. For example, you might need to show a negative test result from certain healthcare companies or be forced to quarantine once you land. And of course, doctors say there are some ways to do spring break that are a little safer than others. For example, think about ditching the big parties or clubs and consider an outdoor camping trip instead. And that's your Thing to Know today. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news to know. Until then, have a great day.